Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show former All-Pro, I should say, not just Pro Bowl, but All-Pro running back, Jamaal Charles. He's here on behalf of Crown Royal, and we'll talk about how to crown your game day. Jamaal, when you look at the NFL this year, do you kind of itch to get back out there and come out of retirement, or are you done and you just like being a fan now?
I like being a fan. I'm done, man. I'm done getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, by 8 and after games. I'm done.
You know, I was at that Raider game in 09 where you came in and went nuts, and you never stopped after that. What was it like to finally get the opportunity to show what you could do like that?
I mean, it was great, man. I get to have a day like that where I scored 5 touchdowns and showing people that, you know, I'm one of the best running backs in the game, and don't count me out. It was exciting to stay able to experience. It was a blessed day for me to able to score 5 touchdowns and 4 touchdowns in one quarter, in one half. And I wouldn't dream of a day like that if I were asking, but it came true.
You know, I know a lot of times coaches, they worry that a guy might be a track guy, you know, and so they think, well, are you a football guy, or are you who runs track, or are you a track guy who plays football? Did you ever think of yourself as one or the other, or did you just think of yourself as both?
I just think that I was more of a track guy, but I just know how to able to when it came to football, how to able to open up a little bit to make moves and make a commit.
When you played on that great team and you had Vince Young at quarterback, still to me, one of the most dominant players, and I couldn't believe he didn't go number one overall. There was a defensive end who went to Houston, but what was that like playing with VY, such a leader?
It was great, man. It was fun, man, having a person like VY on the team at a young age, taking me under his wings and showing me the way. He let me be me. He put the ball in my hands and told me to run fast. And I already knew how to run fast. So it was exciting to be able to play with a dominant player like that at a level in college where I'm like, wow, man, I got to experience that. And you know, when he left, I haven't got to experience that.
No doubt. And we know that NFL players, the careers usually last, you know, 3 years or less, especially a running back, all the pounding and hits and tackling that you take. And for you to make it through a decade and to be healthy now, do you count yourself as fortunate, or did you take care of your body the right way? How is it that you kind of, I mean, no one comes out completely unscathed, but how did you come out relatively intact after all that?
I wouldn't say I made it out, but I made it out with 2 torn ACLs. But I was able to try to stay safe, know when to get hit, know when to go on the ball, know when to take the right play to get the first down, or take a smart play, know when to get hit, know when not to get hit. That's the longevity of playing in football and able to take care of your body, where rehabbing and working hard and staying in shape in all season. So when the year comes, you can able to make it through a year season not able to get critical injury and being off a season injury.
A couple more questions for Jamaal Charles on behalf of Crown Royal. We'll get to that in a second. But do you ever think about, you know, CTE and all the concussions and all that? You know, and everybody's different. It's such a weird thing. It really affects some people, and it doesn't. How do you feel about all that?
I mean, that's the game we play. You know, it's going to come with it at the end of the day. I mean, it's not like we don't play tackle football. We play tackle football. Sometimes you play knockout football where you see people get passed out sometimes. So, you need, I was one of them guys that got knocked out by the turf. So, I mean, we play a game where I'm not going to say it's not dangerous. It is dangerous because some people can get their leg, finger chop off, amputated. a leg amputated. Like, you see, and you saw it definitely dangerous injuries in the NFL. So, I mean, you just, it's the risk you take, you know. It's, you want to take care of your family, you hope that you make it out the game safely, but, you know, but it, like I said, at the end of the day, that's the game we play. It's not touch flag football or touch football.
No doubt. And to me, of all your great stats, the one I find most impressive is that you're the all-time leader in yards per carry with guys who've had at least 1,000 touches, over 5.3 yards. I remember speaking with Tiki Barber, and he said, you know, right before I would get tackled, I'd try to just shoot out to the side to get an extra half yard. And Eric Dickerson said, you know, keep those knees pumping. How are you able to get that extra yard or two basically on every carry?
Take off fast and try to use my track speed. In my mind, I always had 5 yards every carry, 5 yards every carry. So I try to get 5 yards because it's easy on second and 10 to throw the ball or also run the ball again. So I used to try to just make it easy for me to get for the whole offense. When I ran the ball, I ran for the whole offense. I just ran for me because I know in the 30 and 5, we get stopped on third second that. It's easy to run a 3rd and 5 pass route instead of running a 3rd and 10 pass route. So me, I just try to also would help me running out of bounds.
Right. Was your philosophy when you got the call, you know, whatever the play was, and you were going to get the ball on a carry, was I'm just going to hit that hole like I'm running downhill, or when I get to the line, I'm going to take a look, and if it ain't there, I got to bounce outside.
Yeah, definitely. I get to the play, get to the line of scrimmage. I read the lineman, I'm reading the linebacker. I'm looking, okay, that's where I'm going to go. And if it don't go that play after all, I'm not about to run. If I got a chance to hit it outside, I'm not about to run inside with 400-pound linemen or DNs or D linemen. I'm not about to. I don't want to run that way. So I use my track speed and try to run and bounce it outside.
You know, I was thinking with your speed, did Al Davis ever talk to you and try to make you a Raider?
Nah, we never really talked. But he drafted Darren McFadden, but he ran a faster 40 time than me. I was never good at 40, but nobody in the NFL can beat me in 100. But Tyreek Hill, I see.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Let's talk about Crown Royal, Crown Your Game Day, taking water breaks and you know, not being that guy that ruins it for everybody else. What does that all mean to you, Jamal?
Yeah, this season I teamed up with Crown Royal and just trying to ensure everybody to stay hydrated on game day. And no matter where you watch the game at, be safe. And Crown Royal is definitely doing a great job of making sure everybody's staying hydrated and drink water and make sure when you're drinking your cocktail that no family or friends ruin game day on game day.
You know, even when I was a little kid, before I could drink, I would just see that purple velvet bag, and I was like, ooh, there's something special in there. It's a great marketing ploy, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to see that too. I see the purple. My aunt and uncle used to have that. I'm like, what that is? And now I get to carry around.
Jamal Charles, many people who think should be in the Hall of Fame someday. Thanks for coming in, man. And remember to crown your game day with Crown Royal. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Crown Day.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break and we will come on back on Sports Byline.